Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Why visit Bulgaria? A few good reasons by several foreign travelers to this country in a report by Rumyana Cvetkova. East or West, home is best. Bulgarians often resort to this popular folk saying when they want to emphasize with a degree of irony someone's bias for something. And lest we find ourselves in the role of being partial ourselves, we will not convince you of the merits of Bulgaria as a tourist destination. We'll bring you the first-hand perspective of foreigners whose gaze is unbiased. If you happen to be planning a vacation and considering Bulgaria as your destination, the answer might be yes. Because Bulgaria is a beautiful country with majestic mountains, sandy beaches, picturesque villages, good food, and hospitable people. This description comes from Iowa-born writer of Israeli origin, Elis Schumann, who lived in Bulgaria for 2 years. In early June, the Huffington Post published his article entitled 10 Amazing Things You Didn't Know About Bulgaria. And he lists the 10 reasons why anyone should visit this country. And these include the Bulgarian rose, the yogurt, shopska salad, the Cyrillic alphabet, the oldest gold treasure in the world discovered near Varna, the rakia, the Rodopian kabagai, the bagpipe, and the martinica. Elis Schumann also informs readers of a specific Bulgarian trait that often leads to comic situations of confusion and misunderstanding. In the country, he says, nodding one's head up and down indicates a negative response, while shaking your head horizontally actually means no. To confuse things even further, when locals speak with foreigners, they often accommodate them by reversing the motions, he warns. Elis Schumann also highlights the fact that during the Second World War, Bulgaria managed to save its entire Jewish population, more than 40,000 people, from the horrors of the Holocaust. And as to the Bulgarian rose, he says that not only is it beautiful, but it yields 85% of the world's rose oil, the main ingredient in the manufacture of perfumes. The yogurt in Bulgaria is reportedly the best in the world, with a unique taste because the bacteria used to make it, Lactobacillus bulgaricus, is only found naturally in Bulgarian air. Elis Schumann explains and recommends to foreign tourists to try the thick sheep yogurt made in the mountains with honey or fruit jam dripped on top. And there is no way a foreigner who visited Bulgaria might fail to taste the shop salad, considered a national dish, accompanied by a glass of Welchild rakia. The author warns that its alcohol content is about 40% when produced in a distillery, but it can reach 80% if it is homemade. Bulgarians read and write using the Cyrillic alphabet, Elis Schumann continues, and the country actually is the homeland of this alphabet, having adopted it much earlier than Russia. And finally, if you happen to be in Bulgaria on March the 1st, Schumann writes, join in the celebrations of Baba Marta. On this holiday welcoming the upcoming spring, Bulgarians exchange small tassels and bracelets of white and red yarn, called martinicas, he adds. And if these are not amazing enough reasons to visit Bulgaria, come to ski the slopes in winter or to relax on the sandy beaches in summer, Elis Schumann concludes in a publication in the Huffington Post. And another perspective on this country comes from Steve Hanisch, who in the year 2012 left his job as a consultant in social media in order to become a blogger and start writing about trips to all corners of the globe. Most of the people outside of Bulgaria don't know how diverse and beautiful the latest member of the European Union actually is, Steve Hanisch writes. He arrived in Bulgaria for the shooting of a German promotional video, Erlebe Bulgarien, and his list of reasons why one should visit Bulgaria puts local people first. I met a lot of lovely people in this country. And also, he recommends the Bulgarian cuisine and says it is already a good reason to book a flight ticket immediately. According to Steve Hanisch, Bulgaria is also interesting for its rich history, breathtaking landscapes, numerous mineral springs, which make it a popular spa destination. And Steve is also interested in the mix of styles that can be seen in Sofia, ancient architecture, concrete buildings and modern skyscrapers. His advantages, he points out the good quality offered at a low price and the country's accessibility from various points in Europe. Sofia, he says, is a great destination for a weekend getaway. Cool bars, funny street art, impressive sights and a lovely nightlife guarantees a blast. Did I mention the free Wi-Fi everywhere? Steve Hanisch doesn't fail to mention Bulgaria is also a terrific winter destination, and he also stresses its strengths as a wine producer. Oh, how I love Bulgarian wine! Exclamation mark, he writes. Bulgaria is one of the biggest wine exporting countries in the world. Grape growing and wine production have a long history here, dating back to the times of the Thracians. And moreover, the wines are amongst the best in the world, so na zdrave! And finally, for Tim Lefau, who has circled the globe three times and dispatched articles from five continents, Bulgaria is like a breath of fresh air. Even most experienced travelers don't know much about this country, but even though it's one of the best, if not the best, values in Europe, it's also got far more green space than most of the other, more crowded European countries, he writes in his blog. In Bulgaria, you can still feel like an explorer, is the opinion of Tim Lefau. He says in Bulgaria, one can enjoy the ecological food at a low price, take advantage of spectacular hiking opportunities, or visit one of the historical cities like Plovdiv and Veliko Trnovo. And the Real Monastery has recently found a place among the 50 most amazing places that every self-respecting tourist should visit in Europe, Tim Lefau says. That was a report compiled by Rumyana Cvetkova with the opinions of free travelers, foreign guests to this country, with good reasons why you should visit Bulgaria. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.